Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Listen up, playing some favorite music near bedtime might seem like a good way to wind down, but it can actually be disruptive to your sleep. That's the upshot of recent findings by a Baylor University researcher who delved into the topic after waking in the middle of the night with a song stuck in his head. It turns out that earworms, the phenomenon of having a tune lodged in one's head, isn't just a daytime issue. The researcher and his colleagues say that's because the brain continues to process music even after the song ends. And that includes while we're sleeping or trying to sleep. There's also an element of chance. The more music that is listened to around bedtime, the more likely it is to stick in the brain. So just how disruptive is a nighttime earworm? The researchers found that one or more earworms a week makes someone 6 times more likely to have poor sleep quality compared with someone who doesn't get them. They also made a counterintuitive discovery. Some instrumental music can lead to earworms and poor sleep more than lyrical music. To establish their findings, the sleep and music habits of more than 200 people were evaluated with surveys and studies that measure sleep quality. Electrical activity in the brain was measured to determine how memories are spontaneously reactivated during sleep. Study participants were assigned to listen to either lyrical or instrumental versions of 3 songs, Taylor Swift's Shake It Off, Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen, and Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. As the Journey song says, don't stop believing, hold on to that feeling, just do all that well before bedtime. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. Our medical advisors include University of Florida College of Medicine faculty members who provide the latest information in health research and patient care. Visit us at heartbeatradio.org.